This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Jane Forrester Lamping, who spent quality time with me on election night, was here for the roundtable last week, says Jane can't switch to an R because she wouldn't be on the roundtable then. So there might be a little truth to that.
I said I'm not letting these kooks take it over. I'm going to become a normal opposition.
State Rep Steve Butts, Republican consultant Greg Keller. Let's talk some, Steve, I'll start with you on some of the state and local stuff that happened. You know, as Jane pointed out, look, democracy was thriving in Missouri. You had Republican candidates who were overwhelmingly elected or reelected. You had Amendment 3 passing by a safe margin. You had Amendment 2 barely passing. I'm a little confused by the boat at the Lake of the Ozarks. That one doesn't make any sense to me, but what would you say about the statewide results?
Yeah, I'm with you on the casino at the Lake of the Ozarks. I don't know. I supported both. That being said, after millions of dollars on both sides, more millions on the Republican side, less millions on our side, and tens of thousands of hours mailing stuff, knocking on doors, at the end of the day, we flipped two seats in the House, they flipped two seats in the House, and we're exactly where we were. Help me out here on the Senate side. I think we flipped one, you flipped one.
Exactly.
We're exactly where we are. Not one thing changed, even at the statewide level. I just find this to be amazing. So there are lots of people.
Were you surprised? Because obviously we had talked about the Peerless and David Gregory race. There was some anxiety by Republicans, but he won pretty comfortably.
I mean, it was single digits, as we were saying. But I was thinking, I went to his watch party last as I was reporting live.
He was a good candidate.
He was a great candidate. And I just thought.
And I think he got some Republican support.
You know, it would be, you know, maybe we'd be watching that one till 11 o'clock at night. But I walked into that watch party at 9:15 out of the Drury in Chesterfield. It was very quiet, and he was ready to give the concession
speech. Made change in St. Louis County.
Jane, we'll get to that. Jane has said nice things about Mike Kehoe. Do you have a relationship with Mike?
I do. And I think he's going to be, one, I think he's going to be a really good governor, but I think he's going to be a good governor that has a St. Louis, at least, focus that he knows
he understands.
To help this city and this region.
We need a governor who's a leader, and I think Kehoe has that. You know, certainly there's an opportunity for that, but he has the chops, Greg, wouldn't you say?
I think he's got the chops.
I think
he knows how to work with the legislature. I would just like to point out that the biggest, of course, 2 weeks ago, all the Democrats were talking about how their abortion of ballot initiative was going to carry all of their candidates across the line,
whether it was the House or the Senate.
But you're right.
And none of that came to fruition. The big loser,
the
huge loser the other night that no one is talking about, I guess, nor should they, is Rusty Carnahan. Surprise, surprise, Rusty Carnahan, chairman of the Missouri Democratic Party, racks up another huge defeat. Despite all of their promises, they gain nothing in the House. Despite all of his promises, they gain nothing in the Senate. Their statewide offices. Donald Trump won this state by more than he has ever won it before. He won it by 19 points. Elad, whatever that little guy's name is, he lost by 22 points. Multiple of their statewide candidates lost by 22 points. Democrats in the state were absolutely decimated. It was gorgeous. It was wonderful. Rusty takes a huge L.
You know, and it just to piggyback on that a little bit, it's tough to take to know that if we have a really good candidate like Crystal Quaid was, and you spend $1 million, I mean, she's going to be greatly outspent by Kehoe, but Richard Brown, who was running for lieutenant governor, I think he raised like $11,000, I'm making up a number here, and they lost by exactly the same margin.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's called not progress.
And there was no
progress.
So
if there is no change, but let's be honest, Chris Koster couldn't get out of a Democratic primary. Jay Nixon couldn't get out of a Democratic primary.
I mean, you mean these days?
These days.
Oh, no way.
Oh, I mean, Claire McCaskill.
Maybe now,
could
maybe
not
now
get,
going forward.
Oh, I mean,
Mark,
now going
I mean,
forward.
I hope we get a chance to talk about Claire a little bit later, by the way.
Oh, let's start right now.
I mean, you know what? You can thank me for that.
Okay, so Claire McCaskill.
How embarrassing has she become? I actually used to have a decent relationship with her, and I didn't think she was unhinged as she's come off of an. And maybe she's playing the role in MSNBC, but good Lord, I pray for Claire McCaskill.
So those who have not seen it, Claire McCaskill, our former U.S. Senator, has spent the last 2 to 3 days literally sobbing on MSNBC about the results. It's disappointing. It's not entirely surprising from a woman who forces her grandchildren to watch replays of the January 6th riot before every Thanksgiving dinner each year.
Is that true?
That is absolutely true. She said that she said that's a family tradition that she insists upon.
You know, one of the things along those lines, and I've heard Claire say this and others on the left, Jane, there are people that have heaped praise on Kamala for having a well-run and executed campaign and no gaffes or embarrassments. Were they watching the same campaign as we were?
I mean, look,
clearly she gets into the race. It's a unique situation. I understand that dynamics, but
she did damn good given what happened. I mean, it's not her fault. Yeah, I agree with
that
woman.
100%.
This is the Democratic Party's decisions. Okay. I mean, there was some cabal that got together and did this. And we know that. And I mean, I don't care who we put up. I think it would have been the same result. That's what I think. And that's when you know that it's a more fundamental issue than just a candidate issue. I don't think it would have mattered. I think people are so fed up.
You think Biden would have done better?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
No.
I don't think he would have won.
I don't.
I mean, he may have done better because there may have been people that would have been okay, but not good enough to even make a change in the results. So
2 years ago, if Biden would have said, I'm not running, and we would have had a full-blown primary.
He still would have screwed it up.
I'm just saying.
Better chance, though, maybe.
I don't think Kamala would have won that Democratic primary.
She wouldn't answer questions. She did not act like a human being.
Until the last 2 weeks, then they tried to get desperate with
guys,
things.
What were you thinking? You had a nice old man from Scranton, Pennsylvania, who is a Catholic, who had legitimate centrist credentials, and you threw him over for a California communist female who's half Indian and half black and can't answer a single question. This is like Dukakis, only worse.
Frankly,
I can't believe you guys actually
I don't think it's her.
I can't believe you actually thought she... Listen, Biden was going to lose, too. Biden would not have endangered your political coalition going forward. That's why I never thought that you guys were going to throw over Biden, because Kamala was so clearly an incredibly damaged candidate. We have not seen a worse Democrat candidate for president since Michael Dukakis. It was obvious to anyone who was watching.
It is ironic to hear them talk about defective candidates.
We were flabbergasted you guys would do something so stupid as to nominate the woman who finished behind Yang.
I mean, this is, the irony of you talking about damaged candidates. This was, to me, this election had little or nothing to do with the candidates, and it had to do with, the Democrats have lost their way, and people were sick and tired. They're sick and tired of sanctimonious. Everybody's a racist. Everybody being told that they're evil. Everybody being talked down to. The paternalistic way
it
of governing.
It
did accumulate. And since 2014, that's where we've been. It's been 10 years
Ferguson.
Of hell.
Right.
And think about the ramifications. It's policing. They've dismantled policing. They're just trying to dismantle higher education. I mean, they're dismantling everything. And so people are very unhinged because they're like, well, the rules don't apply. Well, guess what? When you tell people for 10 years the rules don't apply, they start believing that.
Well, that's why I blame the media a lot. Jane Duker, State Rep. Seabutts, Greg Keller, all here. Let me ask, and this is serious because I'm confused and I'm hearing this from some of the friends that I've had that have taken out against me this week, and people are experiencing this in their own lives as well. But I was told by people that this is about women. Like one of my friends said, because I was, Greg knows this because he follows on Twitter, we share some of the same aggressiveness on Twitter. Was I gloating a little bit on Wednesday morning? Oh, you
clearly.
Damn well I was, okay?
We all listened to you.
Right, exactly. So, but my friend said, look, I'm sure you'll get a lot of things we want with full control, but don't bask in the pain of women. Come on. So that's confusing to me. Women can still kill their babies in Missouri. So you got that going for mm-hmm. you. So where is the women? And I'm very, very serious. Where is this coming from? Do you think there's going to be a national abortion ban? I've heard people say they think that Trump's going to take away birth control. No. I don't understand that. Women have more rights in this country than they ever have had.
Okay, but Mark, as a father of four young adult daughters, I can tell you, especially my youngest one who's 28, didn't live through Trump winning 8 years ago. She's just a kid, right? The others were a little older. I can tell you that they have, and they are really great young women, but they can't stand the way Trump talks about women. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't see. I mean, you got to be able to see that. I mean, the guy is a pig when it comes to women.
Well, I mean, yeah. He just picked the first female White House press secretary in history. And by the way, if that had happened with Joe Biden or a Democrat, it would have been the banner on the New York Times, and they barely even mentioned it.
Yeah, but he grabs them by the pee.
Well, you know what? Let me address that. Okay, I'm gonna talk about something here because this is interesting, and I was not happy when that came out, right? But yeah. It's taken me a while to understand. We all. Steve, Greg, me, Jane, you're in the guys group here, okay? And you're going to know why. There's this, people are going to know what this is, but there's this little joke that gets, you know, recycled from time to time. And it certainly happened this week where there's a black man that has a very giant penis, okay? And that little gif, well, just bear with me here. You know what I'm talking about, Steve, don't you?
Woody. His name is Woody.
Right. Okay.
Rest in peace.
His image gets shared amongst a lot of friends groups because they try to trick people into pressing the gift. So this week, the tip is always the San Francisco Chronicle. Someone will share something. I bring it up because we all share locker room humor. We say things we wouldn't say in public in front of people. There are things that happen, you know, the pretty crude language in a lot of our lives. And I'm fond of profanity,
and,
but
yeah,
people talk that way,
Mark,
okay?
But you would do never it publicly say, and in mixed company.
Well, he didn't do it publicly. It was recorded and it got leaked, Steve.
Deer Camp Weekend.
You would never say what he said. And I know.
I would never say that.
Of course you
wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
Because you do not disrespect women that way. We all do locker. I'm a locker room.
I know you are. That's why I brought you into the group
here. I mean, there's girls, guys, and guys, guys. Yeah, I'm one of those. I hang out with more men than I do women. The men that I hang out with would never say what he said. You can explain it all you want, but that is reality. But does that mean that women are allowed to be victims? I mean, you know what? There are jugheads everywhere. You have two choices in life. Either go on, do your job, do the best thing you do. I mean, I have a fundamentally different way of dealing with, like, misogyny in the workplace. I was subjected to state senators kissing me with their tongue. I've had them touch my stomach. I've had the most crazy things said to me in my career. But you know what? I mean, I had two choices.
You haven't played the victim, Jane.
Stop being the victim. Okay.
Two things can be true. The Access Hollywood tape was obviously unfortunate. I agree with Jane. I would hope I would never say that.
You wouldn't.
Even if, yeah. But here's the larger problem for the Democrat Party is the primary reason they find themselves in this position politically right now is because their party has become overly feminized. And I have been saying.
And infantilized.
And I have been saying. Said this for weeks before the election day. They were always talking about the gender gap. Oh, Trump is going to lose women. Trump is going to lose women. And I tweeted this and a bunch of smart people did for weeks. Whatever the gender gap is against Donald Trump amongst women, it will be better than that and then some amongst men.
And it was.
And it was.
But, yeah. But you don't want, I mean, I it's not a great thing that that he survives without women. I just think that's not great. I mean, I would prefer to have a president that women feel like, okay, we're gonna get a fair shot here. And it is what it is.
Now,
but
Jane.
But I blame white progressive women.
The exit polls do show he did win for what it's worth. Suppose you guys thought that white suburban women on the abortion vote were going to carry you through. We now know from the exit polls Donald Trump carried white suburban women by 4 points. So he had plenty of women as part of
And by the way,
his,
I wasn't the one had, who said
he,
that.
He had plenty
I
of
said
women.
The opposite.
He had, Donald Trump had plenty of women as part of his coalition.
I agree.
Obviously, he did, and I know some that did. And I'm just saying, if you just think at the very end, Trump said so many things, you think nobody can say that stuff or do that stuff and survive. Yet, I mean, he is Teflon Don. There's no doubt about it. We can't deny it. When at the very end, when he was saying, you know, I'm going to protect the women of America, even if they don't like it. I mean, believe
me,
my wife, who is the sweetest thing, she's I'm going to kick him right in the.
He says things that drive me nuts. Greg probably gets. But,
it's
but
crazy
look, he's
that you
not,
win.
But you know, you guys are going to have a lot to figure out here in a couple years with none of this. But none of this stuff that you predict is going to happen. And I hope really good things happen with Elon and other people and resources. I hope we really seriously get to work and help the American people. And not just seek retribution, but, you know, it ain't going to be easy. Hang on, one more segment to go.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.